We continue our reading of the book of 1 Samuel. We come now to chapter 7. We'll begin at verse 3. We'll read to the end of the chapter. Now, one of the great things that happens from time to time in the Bible, it happens in church history, is reformation. What does the word reformation mean? Well, it presupposes a deformation. There's a falling away from the way of the Lord, from his word, from the true and blessed faith. And we've certainly seen that in 1 Samuel. They've been defeated by the Philistines. The Ark of the Covenant was lost. The Lord just sent it back. And it was all because of their idolatry, their sensuality, their sin, their bad leadership. And then the fact that after this chapter, things are not going to be that great. But what we have in 1 Samuel is reformation. And it's the ministry of the great judge, the prophet Samuel. And this chapter is his whole life. In chapter 6, he's a little boy. In chapter 8, he's an old man. And so in these verses is a whole generation and more of this great man of God, and it was reformation. We see this through church history. We see it in the Bible, and it's always the same pattern. A couple of years ago, we studied in the evening 2 Chronicles. I really enjoyed doing that. In part, we got to see those great reforming kings and get to know Jehoshaphat and Hezekiah and Josiah. And it's the pattern of reformation. What is reformation? It's the people of God responding to the word of God and repenting and turning anew to the Lord, saying, we're going to walk in your ways. This passage begins with Samuel preaching. And it's God, it's always God who provides his word. God raised up Samuel, and he empowered him, and he proclaims the word of the Lord. And the Lord gave them the grace to turn from their idolatry. And all that was lost was regained. Here's what happens when the church is reformed. And we come before the Lord, and we really walk in his ways. We receive an astonishing amount of blessing. They're going to have victory over the Philistines. The lambs that were lost are going to be given to them back. Oh, what a blessed thing. We cry out for reformation in our own day. The great need of the church today, the great need of our country today, is for the Christian people to repent and turn anew to God's word and place the word of God, which of course is centered on the Son of God, the whole faith to which they're coming is centered on Jesus Christ. Samuel gathers the people at Mizpah. This happens a lot in these days of Israel. They have a gathering of the people. And what he enacts is the faith in Jesus Christ. These sacrifices that restore them to God are pointing forward to Jesus Christ. Well, what a wonderful thing. We pray for the preaching of the word today in the church and the people of God turning to the Lord and exalting the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is an abundance of blessing. That's what they had during these days. Why shouldn't we have it in our days? We should make our church and our lives part of that. Well, I want to point out one little thing. It's in verse 12, is that as so often happens in these situations, Samuel wants to set up some remembrance of these great days they've had. And he puts a stone at Ebenezer. They call it Ebenezer. It means till now the Lord has helped us. And I want to encourage you, as kind of a little aside here, to go back and make it the habit of knowing some of the Ebenezer stones. I would encourage you to read Christian biography, read church history. You'd be very encouraged because you will learn that the Lord is faithful. And there's a pattern to things. When we exalt his word, when a family, it's not just the church, when a family says, you know what, we're going to take a stand on the Bible. We're going to consecrate ourselves wholeheartedly to Jesus. We're going to really be Bible people, not just in some outward way, but we're going to reform our lives. There's blessing. There's blessing. Well, this is what we had during the years of the great prophet Samuel. Let me read from this chapter. We'll listen to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 3. And Samuel said to all the house of Israel, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you, and direct your heart to the Lord, and serve him only. And he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. So the people of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtaroth, and they served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, gather all Israel at Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. So they gathered at Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord, and they fasted on that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the people of Israel at Mizpah. Now, when the Philistines heard that the people of Israel had gathered at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the people of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the people of Israel said to Samuel, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines." So Samuel took a nursing lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered with a mighty sound that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion, and they were routed before Israel. And the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them as far as below Beth-kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer. For he said, "Till now the Lord has helped us." So the Philistines were subdued and did not again enter the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. The cities that the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel from Ekron to Gath. And Israel delivered their territory from the hand of the Philistines. There was peace also between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life, and he went on a circuit year by year to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and he judged Israel in all these places. Then he would return to Ramah, for his home was there, and there he also judged Israel, and he built there an altar to the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.